I'm going to spend some of that 200 grand.
Say that again?
I'm going to spend some of the 200 grand on getting you a new phone.
I couldn't hear you. I honestly don't. I don't like my new phone system. It's this IP stuff. I actually hate it, to be honest.
I can hear you. I can hear every word you were saying.
Well, yeah, it's annoying. So one thing I wanted to ask you is this, and I don't want to rub you the wrong way, but people have offered you a daily payment loan in the past. Why have you been opposed to it? What do you feel is like just not a good fit for your business?
It doesn't allow for daily cash flow problems that occur in a business. I don't want to be in the negative, which means reality is if you plunk 200 grand down in my account, in the first part of it, you're just pulling back from your own money.
Correct.
And I don't operate that way of running clear out to the negative and choking. So I'm constantly going to want to actually be ahead of that conversation. And I guess in the beginning of the loan, it isn't a big deal, but I think as you get towards the end of it, it could be.
Okay, so you're saying when you kind of do your bills, you know what the bill is going to be, but you don't want to monitor it each day, and you don't want to have like a negative relationship and have it maybe you have one day that's low and cause an overdraft and things of that nature, correct?
Why I have perfect credit? I pay attention to what I spend and what I make sure I cover everything, and I don't ever want to be in a situation where something might happen. I had to pull some money from here to do this, to do that. Something occurs, and I look down and I just don't like that. That just seems very, I don't know. Maybe it's emotions. Who knows?
It can be. I've had a lot of customers because I still have a lot of my book from the sales side, and they're like, no, I'll never do a daily payment. And then when they saw it, I said, hey, look, if your payment is $2,100, and this is not your case, but if your payment's $2,100 and I bill you at the beginning of the month, or if I take $100 each day over 21 days, it's actually better to do a daily payment because you're spreading the payment out as opposed to paying the money up front. It really is 2 house, 1 dozen. I do think somewhat it's probably because it's something newer to you, and sometimes new things are uncomfortable, which is fine. But I can do weekly. So here's what we're looking at. Got a $200,000 loan ready to fund for you. It'd be $200,000 flat. This would be a cash loan. The money is wired into your business bank account. It does not go into your personal credit report. It goes under your business credit report. So it won't show up as a debt obligation on your personal credit. The payback over a year, you're looking at about $266 with a fixed weekly payment. If you decided to take the full $200, that'd be 52 weeks. Your weekly draft would be, it'd be about $5,115 and change.
What is the interest rate on?
Oh, I'm sorry, hold on. This program, Tari, is actually, I believe, off a 48-week cycle. So hold on, let me make sure I have this correct. Actually, it'd be a little better for you because it'd be a 48-week cycle, so 4 weeks per month. So it's exactly the same each month. The payback is $266, so the rate factor on a year is a 1.32. So that means for every dollar you're borrowing, your business is paying back 32 cents on the dollar.
30 cents? That's a 30% interest rate then, isn't it?
32 cents.
32% interest rate, isn't it?
It's a factor. You can call it an interest rate, but your documents won't have an APR listed.
Yeah, I get it.
That's one option.
It's still a 30% interest rate. Anyway,
oh, no, absolutely. It's a 32% rate.
Let's not pretend, if you don't mind. Don't you take offense. Like, I won't. It's business. I don't get personal unless you tell me I'm ugly or spit in my face. I business-wise, I do not take offense to things. So please don't either. But I can't be bullshitted. That's a 30% interest rate.
No, it's a 32% rate. I'm just saying there's not going to be an APR listed on your documents. It's going to be listed as a rate of money. But you're 100% accurate.
I mean, that's like saying, I shot you with a gun. We're just not going to call it a gun.
No. The only reason I can't say APR.
I know.
Uh-huh. The only reason I can't say APR is this. If I give you, let's say, an APR, a lot of our loan terms are under a year. Annual percentage rate is applicable to situations that are under a year. So, yes, your cost of money is 32 cents on the dollar, 32%. There's no dancing around that issue. That's on this loan product.
Well, if I, exactly. I get it. Yeah.
And of course, not to give you any tax advice, I'm not a CPA, but you know, the vast majority of customers write off this interest at a corporate tax rate of about 35%. So there are some savings there. But if you took the 200 till full term, it would be about 266 as a payback. The reason I think this loan is solid is it gets you a sizable amount of money and gets you where you want to go. That's my thoughts, but I always like to put myself in customer shoes. It's obviously your name, your signature, your business, so I'd want to get some feedback for you.
What's the prepayment penalty?
There's no prepayment penalty. These loans are designed to be taken to term, so let me just be as straightforward as humanly possible. On certain products, we can actually offer you a discount to pay off early, but you are signing up to do a summary of payments. So when a customer says, hey, look.
I get it. I know exactly what you're saying.
But let me just finish real quick. I can give you, if you feel that you can pay this back quicker, I can give you a shorter term, which you'll pay a lot less back on. So if you wanted something shorter, I'm more than happy to do that. I don't believe in giving someone like a two-year loan that wants to pay back in 6 months, and I don't believe in giving someone a six-month loan who wants to pay back in 2 years. But let me give you an idea of the cost of funds on a shorter term. So can you hear me okay, Bill?
Yep, I can. Yes, I can.
So if you look at a six-month term, the cost of funds, it would be around, give or take around 19 cents on the dollar. So the other challenge, though, is that with a shorter term, your payment's going to be much higher, and you're not going to qualify for as much money. So if you want to kind of look at the best deal here, time value of money, a 12-month deal is better in terms of dollar amount and cost than a six-month loan. I only suggest a six-month loan is when a customer has an absolute certainty that they're going to pay back the money. For example, I have a customer right now who is buying inventory from China, and they have an exact window on when they want to pay it back. But most importantly, the reason why they're doing something short-term is they want to borrow from us again in 4 or 5 months. So then it makes perfect sense. In your case, I always suggest to customers, the most successful customers, their first time out, have a term length between 10 to 14 months. That's when they have the best feedback for us, the best payment history. That's what most customers like the first time out. Once you do one of these loans, go ahead.
So now I kind of understand the way I have to think about this, and I'm kind of so let me give you for an example that if I take the short term loan, it's about a 20% interest rate.
Yes, over 6 months, correct. Over 6 months, correct.
So it's $100,000 over 6 months, or it's $100,000 over a year.
Oh, no, it's 200. You can do 200 over a year.
No, you said you had two offers. I'm sorry, I'm confused.
No worries. So so I can go over it in detail. And I'll shoot you an email after our conversation as well. So on one program, you're approved up to $200,000 over a year.
I get that. It's a 30% over what?
Over a year.
Okay.
So
that's a 266 payback.
Correct.
So that's actually a 60% interest rate.
No.
Okay.
No, it's 32 cents. It's $200,000.
You're right. $200,000. I got it. Okay.
Not a problem.
Now go ahead.
So on that same program, your cost of funds on 6 months, just to give you a comparison, would be about 19 cents on the dollar. So you're looking at about 19 cents on the dollar. And
so what is the payback over 6 months?
So to give you an idea, though, if you chose a six-month term for cash flow purposes, the max that could qualify for is of $123,000. So you're not going to get as much money, but you're going to do a shorter term. So the payback on, say, if you max it out,
It's actually higher. It's actually closer to 40%.
That's the whole point. The only reason that you should pursue a six-month window is if you have if you want to borrow money a lot quicker. So these loans are renewable. You can apply for more funding at about the halfway point. So if you're the type of customer that says, hey, look, I want to build this and spool this up fast. I want to be asking you guys for $200,000-$300,000 in a few months. Then you do shorter term. There is no real advantage, unless you're that type of customer, to do something under a year. It just, it's not a better deal. The best deal is a year term.
But, well, you don't have a year term. It's a 6-month term.
No. It's a 12-month term.
Oh, you mean 12 months for 200?
Correct.
Okay.
I can do 12 months for 100 as well. I'm just kind of telling you on this situation that the only reason you would do a shorter term is if you want to borrow money very, very quickly. If you want to build a relationship as fast as possible because you're looking to take down as much money. If your business is growing by insane levels, then I'd gear you towards something shorter. Your business is growing fast, but the better deal here is to do...
Then the way I have to look at this, the way I have to process this for me, it's okay. Now, it's interesting. You were asking me a question the other day that I didn't quite understand what I was answering, and now I do.
Okay.
Okay, and let me just give me a second to babble here.
Oh, yeah,
okay?
Take your time.
You were asking me, and you said to me, how much money can you make on this? Now I understand what you're asking me, okay? Because I wasn't getting a very clear conversation. So you're looking at it normally. The very clear conversation of like the guy you were just talking about that goods from China, which
yeah,
I'm not that kind of business. I'm not doing that kind of business. So that doesn't. I couldn't quite understand. Now I understand what you're asking me, and I can give you a much clearer answer.
Okay.
So let's just say that my profit and loss every single month shows me I'm making, say, after I pay myself and do what I want to do, that I'm making, say, $10,000 a month net.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is if I borrow this $200,000 and I'm paying back, let's see.
$266,
which is technically over the course of the year.
$66,000
net interest.
Yeah, it's $66,000 in interest. Correct.
Would I net $66,000 a year? Be an extra $5,000? Would I net an extra $5,000 a month?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be the accurate? You just put it down there. Thank you.
Yeah.
Would I net an extra $5,000 a month?
Well, I think there's two ways. Does that make sense?
To break even, I'd have to net an extra $5,000 a month.
Not effectively. Ultimately, these loans, the way that I tell customers, and this is just kind of what I've done, and it's what I think my customers have appreciated, is if you're borrowing $200,000,
thank you,
and you're paying back $260,000, or your business is paying back $266,000, so we're not lending to Bill, we're lending to your business. But when you think about the tax advantage, just to give you an idea, the real effective cost of this loan is not $66,000, it's in the $40,000s. But if someone came to me and said, hey, look, I'm going to borrow $200,000. The effective cost of that loan is about $40,000-$45,000. So as long as I can make more than $4,000 a month, should I do this loan? My answer is absolutely not. It is not worth the stress and the time and the additional hurdle to borrow money to only break even. The reason customers should borrow this money is if they have either a substantial gain in profit or a substantial gain in size. So some customers have a very clear idea that they're going to take their business and make X dollars, and it's a no-brainer. There's other customers who say, hey, look, I might make $5,000 a month. I might lose $5,000 a month. But I know that in a year looking back, my business's revenues and my footprint and my economies of scale have gone up. And so those are the two reasons customers should borrow this money. They shouldn't borrow it simply to break even, in my opinion.
No, but I have to look at everything in terms of a break-even perspective. I have to. I don't look at doing something to break even. I look at the fact of but why I maintain good credits. I never want to make sure I'm in a position where I can't. So I always look at what's the minimum break even that I have to be at all the time to my clear. To what do I clear? What's my clear on this? So for me, what my conversation is would over the course of a year I net at least 66, at least net enough more to pay the cost of the loan. Would I?
It's more like 41, 42 when you take the tax advantage into it. Just as an FYI.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Okay. I can. I'll buy into that. But I get. So now it becomes clearer to me because my first response was, as everybody's visceral reaction is to 30% interest is hell no.
Of course. You know, when I first heard of this project, I thought it was the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah, I look at it and went, and I don't know, but then right now, I guess where unlike me having a box of widgets that I'm buying from China and I'm going to turn around and resell them, is I'm in a massive growth spurt right now. That's what I've got, a massive growth spurt going on, and if I can bring on enough bodies to capture the business that's there, I can get it, because Chrysler's opened the door wide open for me to go get it, and we've not been able to take advantage of it because I can only employ enough people to get it that I can afford right now. And that's been my dilemma for the course of years, and that is I can only afford to get what I can get. So
you're basically growing your business off your own internal cash flow.
I grow it off my own cash flow. That's all I've ever done is grow it off my own cash flow.
Correct.
And so I'm trying to figure out, does this make sense for me to bank on the fact that I'm gonna net another $60,000 over the course of a year to break even, because I have to at least break even if that's all I did was break even. So the answer would probably be yes, I would. I mean, you kept asking me what you return on this. I never thought about. See, I didn't really realize what I was actually paying you to know what you were talking about. So if you just said we're going to charge you 66 grand to borrow 200, can you think you can make more than 66 grand over what you made last year to pay for it? I'd went, yeah, I can.
Okay. That,
just a little. Just for my type of business, should you not always be dealing with a guy with stuff from China, you might say it that way to me. It would have made more sense.
I know, I appreciate the feedback.
You might, yeah.
No,
I couldn't see it. In my type of business, I could not relate to what you were saying. It didn't make, what do you mean? I'm not buying and selling something. What do you mean? Now, I happen to buy and sell cars on the side. I have like a little warehouse that I buy and sell cars and motorcycles and just stuff out of that I, over the course of the number of years I've been doing things in my life.
Quick FYI, you're going to have a merchant interview. You're a merchant. Don't tell that to the guy who does your merchant interview, because we hate car dealership, just so you know.
I'm not a dealership. I'm not a dealer. I'm just a guy that, you know, goes and gets crap or sees it, and I don't have a dealer's license. I'm not a dealer.
You're just always looking for an opportunity to make money.
I'm staring right now in my warehouse. I'm staring at a go kart. I mean, I don't drive go kart. It's a go kart. A guy was in a bind. His son had a racing cart. I got it for $1,000. It's already on eBay. It's already up to $3,000. So it's just that kind of thing that I just do on the side for cash return on stuff. So my point is, I can relate if you'd have been having that conversation with me. Well, what do you buy? Yeah, I can. I buy the go kart for $1,000. I sell it for $3,000. Yeah, I get the return on that. So I couldn't, with my normal business, I couldn't relate to what you were saying. It wasn't.
Understood. No, I like the feedback.
Yeah. I couldn't. I don't have a widget buying and selling business. I didn't. No, that's the problem the bank has with me. Is they don't have 5 dump trucks and 6 printing presses
I'll speak frankly. I have a lot of customers. Like I said, I've been here 9 years, and I have customers that have, I'm going to say this the wrong way, they have dicked around with their bank, gone back and forth. I have a customer, and honestly, it's the biggest waste of time. But the problem with traditional banking is when, look, I use Wells Fargo, my emotions are mixed, but the reality is, I also use San Diego Credit Union. And when you walk into Wells Fargo, they're supposed to be like really happy, really nice, really polite. Oh, thank you for being a value customer. When I walk into San Diego Credit Union, they're a great company, but I'm like, hey, do you guys have anyone that does business loans? They said, no, that's too risky. We can't do that. We can give you a car loan at 1% used, but we can't do anything for you on a business side. I think the truth and the problem with traditional banks, or actually what's happened, is this. Traditional banks got in a lot of trouble in the housing market. They also got really overexposed in business loans, and they had no business doing what they were doing. Business loans are inherently risky for 3 major reasons. Number one, the vast majority of business loans are not government guaranteed. People talk about the SBA loan. That's only usually 75% government guaranteed, so it's still a huge risk. Number two, businesses, especially when they don't have adequate financials or collateral, it is what it is. You know, business is business. Banks have been overexposed. More importantly, I think this is a bigger reason. If you're a traditional bank right now, you're borrowing money at negative interest rates. You're actually, people are paying you to house their deposits. Why wouldn't you take this money, leverage it, do a loan against a house, which is growing equity, or a risk-free, you know, like you said, equipment transaction at 5-6%. Why you're borrowing money at zero or negative rates, you're charging 6%. So you're making 6% for free, as opposed to, and still meeting bank guidelines, you can get audited and things are good, as opposed to making a little more and taking a lot more risk. I mean, I'll just let you know that our default ratio on our loans hovers between about 9 to 13%. Now, a traditional business loan, the default rate is between 1/2 and 3/4% of 1%. It's less than 1%. And so when you look at it comparatively, it's not a bad thing, but our default ratio is more than 1,000 times higher than a traditional business loan. The amount of customers, I mean, this is the way I put it. Traditional banks are going to lend money to a business that has can prove that they don't need the money. That could be your business in 3 years. You could walk in the bank, be generating so much cash flow, you say, hey, Reuben, Bank of Cardiff, thank you so much for your help, but I can now qualify for what I can qualify for. You guys helped us along the way. But the traditional business banking cycle has been broken. That's why we get so many referrals.
Most of our
customers are growing.
That's what's wrong with our economy is our intelligent government administration, whoever somebody wants to blame right now, didn't understand when they bailed somebody out, they said it still needs to continue.
The government
needs
too involved in loans. If the government, off the record, I like your phrase, you said business is business. I think meddling is a bad thing. I think intentions are a good thing. But, I mean, I make no qualms. On one, you know, I have a very good customer. He's a great guy. I like the guy personally. He's an awesome guy. He was growing his business. He bought $250,000 from us. Stop picking up the phone. I have no ill will towards the guy. He got in over his head. Things went sideways. He collects from insurance companies. So it is what it is. But when you talk about that, we can absorb that loss. Whereas when you talk about your frustration is not like uncommon, it's common. But I think, you know, what we want to do is we kind of view ourselves as not an end-all, be-all solution. We don't do consumer loans. We don't do home loans. We want to be able to help a business kind of get to the next level for two reasons. A, that's what we're supposed to do, and B, we get a myriad of referrals. So most customers that work with us, they refer us their friends who own businesses, business owners.
And your investors at that kind of ROI are knocking it out of the park.
No, not true.
I mean, oh, come on.
Not with 13% losses. You'd be surprised, actually.
Even at 13% losses, you take that off of the entire gross of what you do, you're still nowhere near the 30% interest rate you're charging.
I will tell you that there's a company that we do that's publicly traded that can't make a dime, that loses money.
I know there are companies that are publicly traded that can't make a dime. I know them in the industry I consult. I know that. But the investors in your deal would have to be, you know, making money to do this. Everybody does something to make money.
There are certain products. The companies that actually make the most money in our industry, and I have insight into it, are companies that give people extremely desperate people extremely aggressive terms. We're talking about 3-month terms with horrible terms and conditions. So we actually stay away from that. We have no willingness to kind of stab people in the stomach and try to like force them into transactions. We've seen the bad side of that, what companies do. Yes, do our investors make money? Yes. But
sure,
there are costs running the business.
They're taking healthy risk. Well, to a certain extent. I mean, you're going to have me sign on this personally, correct?
The loan is personally guaranteed, but the loan does not go into your personal credit report.
No, I get it. I get what you're saying. So when you're looking at someone who has you could look at my credit rating and where I'm at and realize that I probably am not going to go down on this because it just doesn't fit the DNA of what I do. So to a certain degree, and I get it, maybe you guys all the time have somebody come at you perfect and they just trash themselves in front of you. I'm just not that guy. And I don't know. It's a weird deal for me to be talking myself into accepting 30% interest rate. I have an American Express Platinum card, and I get banks throwing two 2% and 3% loans at me all the time, and I probably should take one of them from what it's sounding like. I not a bank, not a business loan, not a business loan, without a doubt.
Credit card?
Personal. Oh, credit cards, you know, personal loans, you know, I got a credit union on a regular basis that said, you know, we'll give you 50 grand. I probably should look into it. You know,
here's the feedback I'd give you.
Difference.
Huh? The feedback I'd give you is this. Our goal is not to, you know, our goal is not to do two things. It's not to A, muddy the waters. So there are a lot of great companies out there. There's a lot of good loans. As a business owner, you know, the business owners I work with, I'm pretty frank, I never suggest anyone to take any type of credit card or personal loan. Part of the reason you're getting a loan is A, yeah, your personal credit score is good, but we really don't look at credit score too much. We're really looking at cash flow. Credit score really doesn't mean much in a cash loan. It just doesn't mean that much. The performance, you know, if you had a 400, one thing, but the difference between, if you had a 650, I'd be giving you the same offer. It's really more about your cash flow. That's what's going to make you determine pay this loan or not. The other thing you're referring to, which is fine, is, because I can kind of validate what you're saying. You're saying, hey, look, I'm going to pay back 66 grand of interest. What other alternatives are there, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the reality is there are some alternatives. Could you take a smaller loan from us at slightly reduced cost? Could you, can you kind of commingle that with another card, a personal loan, and kind of cobble this together? Yes, you could. Could I give you some sweet offer of 50 or 75 grand, maybe reduce the cost? And after our conversation, before I fire you an email Monday morning, I'll talk to my boss and see, hey, if there's anything we can do to bring down the cost. But at the same time, I don't believe in cobbling things together. It doesn't really, the truth of the matter is, when someone's borrowing or a business is borrowing 200 grand, if they're paying us back 266 versus 235, those are just a number I threw out there, the reality is, they're borrowing $200,000, they're paying it back in a year term. Is this something that helps their business? Their decision should not be made on an extra 20 grand. I don't mean to be trite, it's just, I know
from
experience.
As an owner, I disagree with you that it shouldn't be made on 20 grand. I hear what you're saying, but that, it does, you know, if you had been having a 20% interest conversation with me, I would have been choking. Honestly, 15%, I would have been choking. And so when it came to 30, I went, fuck. You know, I didn't even realize what we were talking about. And so you guys came at me in the good angle. You said, oh, you've got a banking relationship with Bank of the West. And I went, oh, okay, similar bank. And then we got down to the offer, and it came to this. And then you began to say something, 266, and I didn't know what you were. I thought you were talking about the payment I was making every month, and then I realized what you were saying. I'm actually going to pay back 66 grand in 200 in 1 year. So
correct.
What that means to me on my side is that I need to, this has got to turn pretty fast for me. I mean, I'm on acceleration mode with Chrysler. I need to plot my conversation right now with the people that are selling for me. In fact, it was interesting timing. I've got some people that are the new crew that is selling for me, and I'm not seeing the activity level from them that I want to see. So I'm going to have to sit down with them and have a conversation today, actually in an hour, and say, this is what I demand of you. And not I demand the result from you. This is the activity I demand from you, because I know what that activity will produce based on the market that we have. So they're rather relaxed right now because none of us are sweating, and I want to sweat and grow. So I'm wanting to push the envelope on my business right now because the timing is there. The Chrysler contract that we have is, you know, Chrysler's considering throwing co-op money at us. There's a bunch of things happening. But the problem is every single time I land a group of these accounts, I'm not paid right now. I'm paid 90 days from now. And will I get enough of those if I go out and slam them to need money? Yes, I will. So I don't want to blow you up on a Friday. Why don't we talk Monday? Let me run this through my head over the weekend. Why don't we talk Monday?
Yeah, let's do this. I think, you know, you've been presented a similar product multiple times. I feel it's a win to get you weekly payments, but I'm not here to push anything on you. I like to have very transparent relationships with our customers because that's the name of the game. I'm going to talk to my boss. It's the end of our month, obviously, and our goal is to get every single loan that's approved out there. Let me see what he can do with regards to pricing. What I don't want to do, and this is just the last thing, I don't want to say get you some ridiculous $50,000, try to reduce the rate a lot, and just say, hey, you're happy on the rate, but here's 50 grand. I don't think that makes the impact you need. So let me see what I can do on the 200 grand. That's a nice size approval. I'll talk to you Monday. I'll shoot you an email Monday, probably around 8, 9 a.m. Usually it's kind of good timing because it's the end of the month. And if things go well, we can find a solution. Let me also walk you through it's part of my job. Should this loan move forward? What kind of the conditions are of funding? This is always, you know, paperwork, so to speak. So unlike a mortgage, which is a tremendous amount of information for closing, this is really simple. You get a copy of your driver's license. I already have that. A copy of your check and your tax return. I already have that stuff. Just verify you're the owner. I get a copy of your month-to-date transaction just to verify your bank account. And then I get your current financials, you know, a profit and loss and balance sheet for the period is not covered by tax returns. Little merchant interview and funding. What that means in a nutshell is, if terms work Monday, I'm able to get some pricing reductions. You can sign documents Monday, do a merchant interview Monday, Tuesday, get these funds wired to your account Tuesday. So let me see what I'm able to figure out. Have a great weekend. I appreciate your time. You can feel free to call me or email me anytime. And wish me good luck, and hopefully I'm able to get some kind of concession and circle back with you Monday.
All right. Okay. Talk to you later. Have a good weekend.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.
Thanks.